Eric Engels covers the Canadians for Sportsnet. And, well, Mr. Engels, did you expect – well, it's not hard news, I guess. I wouldn't say it's hard news that Jeff Molson kind of gave Marc Bergevin a vote of confidence, saying today that there will be no director of hockey operations hired. But why now?
Well, first of all, I hope you guys are well. Why now? That's the ultimate question I'm wrestling with, and I got to admit I'm a little bit rusty because we spent 90 minutes on the phone with Molson, and what I thought was particularly fascinating about his availability was that he started it off by defending his position and speaking out about a rumor that Rajon Tremblay had started in the Journal de Montréal. And Rajon Tremblay, for your listeners who don't know him, is a semi-retired Canadians reporter who has virtually almost zero connection to the current administration and the Canadians themselves, and basically just floated at the end of a column last week that the Canadians would hire Vincent Domfus as a president of hockey operations as a buffer between Bergevin and Molson, and it was purely speculative. But the fact that Molson sought it as an important thing to outline immediately that he would not do something like that speaks a lot to how much he cares about the perception of himself and of the organization. And not only did he defend Marc Bergevin's record and what he believes is a plan that will accelerate the Canadiens' reset, but he defended himself and his own credentials, because I asked him pointedly if he believes that somebody suggesting that he hire a president of hockey ops is a direct indictment of his work. And his response to that question was to talk about how much he has always respected the media and treated them with dignity and respect, which would insinuate that he doesn't feel that he's being treated with respect when suggestions like that are being made.
Boy, that sounds, and again, I like Jeff, but that sounds a little thin-skinned. Eric, if the Habs bow out meekly to the Pittsburgh Penguins in the whatever we call that round of the Stanley Cup tournament in August, does he have to do this all over again?
I don't think so, Stephen, but it's a good question. I will admit you guys have caught me here kind of midstream of consciousness and trying to craft a column based on these 90 minutes that we just devoured here with Molson. But I think the way he views the organization, what he expressed, is that they set forward on a path of a reset in the summer of 2018, that they took a step forward on that path last season and when they had 96 points and had just missed the playoffs. And, generally in 17 of the 20 seasons prior to that, 96 points was enough to get you in. And they felt they would continue forward on that path, but were arrested by two eight-game losing streaks this past season that didn't allow them to climb out of the hole, and that maybe there were some depth issues on the team that could be addressed and are being worked hard on being addressed. And, at the end of the day, Canadians fans want to believe that they are moving forward, and they're not just going to put blind faith in what is established as the hierarchy of the organization when they've not qualified for the playoffs three seasons in a row and in four of the last five. So, you're asking a good question, Stephen, because it's a question that somewhat is unanswered by Molson himself in supporting Bergevin and the coaching staff and not making any other changes, despite the fact that they have a failing record.
All right. So, I get all that, but, as Mike Seisberger mentioned, we had him on a little earlier. This is a team that, it's at some point, Eric, somebody is going to have to, maybe they don't have to. It's a team that's got a great goaltender sucking up an awful lot of money. From a distance, we look at the team. Yeah, they seem to have some good young players. The minor league system seems to be better and all that. But, Eric, I keep looking at this team and thinking that at some point really soon, 2+2 isn't going to equal 4 with them anymore. How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel that you can make that argument over the last 2 years where they embarked on this reset and decided to keep players like Shea Weber and Carey Price. And I think the justifications for those decisions, I somewhat buy into them in the sense that if you rid yourself of all your key kind of veteran leadership, all those players that you're drafting are not going to develop in an environment that's conducive to winning. You know, those guys, even if they haven't won with the Montreal Canadiens, are winners. They're reputed as winners, and they're important. And I think you don't have to look much further than Edmonton and what happened in trading all these veteran guys out and bringing in all these young guys, despite the fact that they were able to draft first overall for, you know, 4 or 5 years, they didn't have the proper insulation around those players to turn them into a winner and ended up having to trade them for pennies on the dollar. And I think, you know, the Canadians have tried to take Boston's lead and kind of retool on the fly. But you know, the point you're raising, Jeff, is the kind of existential question that rules in Montreal is that they seem to be caught in between and don't seem to want to pick a clear direction. For me, what's become clear here and what needs to change within this organization, be it for Molson himself or Bergevin, et cetera, is that they have become too accepting of the reality of the NHL, that the parity exists due to the salary cap, and that their focus and their goal setting has been on making the playoffs. And if they fall short of that goal, well, it's a disappointment. You know, this is Montreal. This is the owners of 24 Stanley Cup championships, and they need to set the bar higher. They need to set the bar at, we have to try to win the Stanley Cup every year. And if we fall short of that goal, then that's the true disappointment. Because, you know, I look earlier this year, François Gagnon, a respected reporter, tweeted something to the effect, as the Canadians were late into the year, that, you know, who knows how many Leafs fans will be in attendance for the next Montreal Leafs game at the Bell Center, because they anticipated that with the Canadians losing, it would be much more. And Jeff Molson retweeted it saying, you know, I don't know about you, but I want to watch the Never Quit Canadians, which was somewhat tone deaf to the fact that, you know, they had just suffered a second 8-game losing streak this season. So their standards have to be higher in general.